is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For the preaching of the cross, it is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God.
Hello listeners, this is the Power of Endless Life, brought to you courtesy of Plumet Publishing, a Christian publishing house. Our goal on this program is to present to you Christ, His cross, and His church. I am your host, John Adichoro Olua. Our scripture again today is Hebrews chapter 6, from verse 1 to verse 3, that we've been reading to you on this program, our listeners. We ask that the Lord will bless you today as we come your way, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I read again, therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this we do if God permit. These seven principles of the oracles of God, the basic teaching or foundational teaching for Christians as they come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, what we've been bringing your way in the last few weeks. And today we want to continue what we did on the issue of repentance from the dead works. Repentance from dead works, we explained to you, is what we should know after we get born again, after we have known the Lord Jesus Christ. And we also explained to you, repentance from dead works is different from repentance from sin. So a sinner who is not yet born again, who is not yet a Christian, of course, we preach repentance from sin to him or her. But for a Christian, he needs to know, he needs to be taught, and to understand repentance from dead works. One of the scriptures we read last week is that a Christian needs to be taught to know the difference between the profane and the things that are holy, the clean from unclean. So today, we just want to continue to explain this, what it means, repentance from dead works. And one of the ways I want to illustrate it again is, I want you to turn with me to Exodus chapter 30, verse 9. It's an attempt again today to explain the issue of repentance from dead works. And for those of you who are just joining us, maybe you are listening to this program for the first time, we've been dealing with the issue of first principles of God, the doctrine of Christ, that we must have a clear revelation of Christ to know the God that we serve, that will not be like the people of Samaria, whom Jesus said to them, they serve God, but they do not know whom they worship. We need to know, we need to have a revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And after we've done that, we've been talking also about repentance from dead works. We did that, we began this last week, so we'll continue this today. So please, as I said, I want to read from Exodus chapter 30, verse 9. Ye shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor burnt sacrifice, nor meat offering, neither shall ye pour drink thereon. The word here is strange incense. Strange. In other words, the Lord is saying to the children of Israel and the priesthood, please do not bring strange offering before me. Do not bring strange offering to my altar. That's what he's saying to them. But I want to show you that at the time, this was not obeyed. And then let's go to the book of Leviticus, chapter 10, verse 1 and 2. And Nadab and Ahib, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offer strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. So we see here another illustration of dead works. God has already told them as a people and has told their father. Their father was the chief priest. And they also have been consecrated into the priestly ministry. And they knew very clearly that God has said, don't bring strange fire. Strange fire here means don't bring fire that is initiated by you or a fire from another source. You will recall that the fire that was burning in the temple came directly from heaven. God brought this fire and kindled the fire that was in the temple for sacrifices and for all other things that were doing in the temple. And the Lord said to them, don't bring any other fire. In other words, this fire that is from heaven is all that must be before me. God gave them that fire. So God didn't want any other fire that was man-made. I said, don't bring it. It's considered a strange fire. But well, they sons of Aaron, they felt that they could experiment. Why not try? Why not do something different? So they went out of their way, took fire from somewhere. And so it doesn't matter. Fire is fire. And then they brought this fire before the Lord. That's what is called strange fire. And then when they did this, God struck them dead. So we can see here, this is an illustration of dead works. So what they did here was a dead work. In other words, it was initiated by them. It's of their flesh, it's of their opinion, it's of their reasoning, if their own calculation, they took fire from the source God told them not to. So when we come also to God to offer to God, in our carnality, in our humanness, in our humanity, something that is not of the spirit. Like we said last week, that the letter kills. So when we offer to God that which is of our intellect, that is not of the spirit, we are bringing strange fire. We are doing a dead work. This is what a believer must be taught. God here struck them dead immediately. That's to teach them to fear him. And for us, the New Testament believer today, thank God we don't get struck dead physically, spiritually. And I think that is more dangerous anyway, because many times you can get this judgment in your spirit and you don't know it. So, but the point we are making here is that we are just explaining what dead works is all about, so that we can see these dead works. I also want to read for you, we're talking about dead works, expressing it, and we are explaining it. And I also want to go to another scripture for us to understand what we are talking about. Please, I want to read from Isaiah, the book of Isaiah. Please turn with me as we go to read from that great prophet what he has to say on this matter. And I just want to read Isaiah chapter 1. And in Isaiah chapter 1, and I want to read maybe from verse 10. It says, hear ye, hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the Lord of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. And he asked them, to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of the fed beasts. And I delight not in the blood of bullocks, of lambs, of he-goats. When you come to appear before me, who had required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain. The key word here is vain. Vain oblation, incense is an abomination unto me. The new moon and Sabbath, the calling of the assembly, I cannot away with it. It is iniquity. Even the solemn meeting, your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hated. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when you spread forth your hand, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doing from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Now, what has happened here is that these people at this particular time, they went on with all the religious activities, all the programs, all the festivals, the celebration of the new moons, and so on and so forth. But something was missing. There was no life. They are not walking the spirit. They were not hearing God. They were not following. They had sin and wickedness and evil, shedding of blood, violence, unrighteousness. But then they did not stop them coming every day or every Saturday or every Sunday to offer, to sing, to kill ram, to kill goat, to sacrifice, to observe all the feasts and offering. And the Lord was saying to them, away, I'm tired. I'm weary of it. It's abomination to me. Take them away from me. In other words, what these people are doing, they're offering God dead works. This is what we're talking about, dead works. That is devoid of the spirit. That which is devoid of life. Rituals. That has no life. That's what God is saying. In other words, when you become a Christian, you must separate between just doing rituals and serving God. The Bible says we are to serve Him in the newness of spirit, to serve Him. And then to serve God, you must hear Him, you must follow Him, you must live right. So if a Christian is not living right and is offering sacrifice, paying his tithe, going to church, singing, preaching, doing all the rituals, doing all the religious things, all the programs to God, it's a dead work you are doing. That's why he's saying to these people, away, take it away from me. I don't want it. God is not pleased by what we do in our human strength, human ability, what we do out of our human reasoning. God is not pleased with that. God is not taken in by that. God is not bribed by that. God is looking for people who follow Him in the simplicity of the Spirit. Know what it means to hear the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, follow in the Spirit. You remember we said that the scripture said the flesh profited. What we do in our flesh. And our flesh just doesn't mean our human body. But the flesh includes our soul, our emotion, our human reasoning. That is not driven by the Spirit of God. Our natural human inclination, humanness, humanity, devoid of the Spirit. The scripture says sensual they are without the Spirit. When we come to serve God, when we try to follow God, reading Bible, preaching Bible, going to church, doing all these things, and there's no Spirit, we are not being led by the Spirit. Remember the scripture says it's the Spirit that gives life. Remember we brought that scripture that it to be carnally minded is death. So we are seeing an example again of dead works. And how many people are engaged in dead works today? Oh, dead living, dead churches, dead ministry, dead everything. God is God of life, and He's asking for us to live this way. We showed just to you the sons of Eli. They brought their own strange fire. They experimented. They disobeyed. They thought they can just bring any fire. God gave them that fire that was in the temple at that time from heaven. It descended from heaven. Today, that fire is the fire of the Holy Spirit that comes into the soul of man, that energizes man to serve God. You can't serve without the Holy Spirit. But when we come to God and we offer the strange fire of our own reasoning and intellectual ability and knowledge, and we think we are serving God. Or more so when we are living in sin and yet we still think that we can bribe God. It's a dead work. Please remember that this is just the basic teaching that should be given to every believer. This is not one thing, very deep revelation at all. This is not very deep things at all. If you are hearing this and you think this is deep, this is not deep. This is just the basic. That's what the Word of God says. And we must call it the way the Word of God calls it. I also want to bring another scripture in this, and that is 44. Please remember that we are trying to look in a very practical way dead work is all about. Remember, we are saying repentance from dead work is not repentance from sin. Repentance from dead work is of believers. It has to address our lives, and we need to know. Ezekiel 44, and I want to read from verse 7. In that ye have brought into my sanctuary strangers, uncircumcised in the heart, uncircumcised in the flesh, to be in my sanctuary, to pollute it, even my house, even when you offer my bread, the fat and the blood, and they have broken my covenant because of all your abominations. And ye have not kept the charge of my holy things, but ye have set keepers of my charge in my sanctuary for yourself. Thus saith the Lord God, no stranger uncircumcised in heart nor circumcised in flesh shall enter into my sanctuary of any stranger that is among the children of Israel and the Levites that are gone away far from me, even when Israel went astray, which went astray away from me after their idol, they shall even bear their iniquity. Yet they shall be ministers in my sanctuary, having charge at the gates of the house and ministering to the house. They shall slay the burnt offering and the sacrifice for the people, and they shall stand before them to minister unto them. That means they will stand before people to minister to people, because they minister unto them before their idols and cause the house of Israel to fall into iniquity. Therefore have I lifted up my hand against them, said the Lord God, and they shall bear their iniquity. And they shall not come near unto me to do the office of a priest unto me, nor to come near to any of my holy things in the most holy place, but they shall bear their shame and the abomination which they have committed. So we see here again, please remember, we are trying to explain what to God is a dead walk. Now, so much word has been used in this scripture we have read. You will hear the word there, or circumcised. You will hear the word there, strangers, to pollute my sanctuary. It's just the same principle of what the sons of Aaron did, to bring into God's sanctuary what God has forbidden them from bringing to his sanctuary. In this case, they brought strangers, they brought uncircumcised to the sanctuary, and the Lord said the essence, the result of that was that the sanctuary was polluted. That is also part of the dead walk we're trying to play. But more importantly, I want to call your attention. He said, even to the Levites, that means the priests, who minister to the people according to their idols. And they have caused the house of Israel to err, to go astray from me, because to them are to the idol. Obviously, this picture is not showing that the children of Israel were calling different idols to come to the sanctuary. It just means that these priests, they were telling people what they wanted to hear. They were telling people what people love to hear. Now, to God, this was a dead walk, because he said, because of this, they shall not come near to me. I will bar them from my presence. They shall bear their iniquity, because they minister to the people according to their idols. So this is part of what we are saying, that if these priests have separated the holy from the unholy, the profane from the holy, the unclean from the unclean, they would have understood this. And we believe that this is also going on today. Why? Because a lot of us don't understand the difference. We don't understand it. The dead works and works that are of the Spirit. When we tell people, when a minister stands before people to tell them what they want to hear, he has not heard from God. God has not spoken to him. He has not been before the Lord to hear the message of the Lord for the people. He goes on the pulpit. He speaks to people what people wanted him to say to them. He ministers to their idol, to their carnal needs, to their material needs. He speaks the word to them, but not from God. He speaks because he has read a book. What is to even speak what we're having today, those who are motivational speakers. I'm amazed that a lot of people who should be called pastors, they are now called motivational speakers. And some of them are happy to introduce themselves as motivational speakers. This is bringing strange fire into the sanctuary. This is ministering to the people according to their idols. God calls it abomination. In other words, another word for dead work is abomination. How many of us want to live with dead bodies in our sitting room or in our bedrooms? It's abomination. Okay, that's what God is saying. Just like he said in the book of Isaiah, don't bring this to me anymore. It's a foul odor in my nose. It's stinking, polluting. How many wants to live with pollution? Unfriendly. How many of us want to live in a tree where there's unfriendly odors? A foul odor. So our dead works, this is the way God sees it. When we do that which is not of the Spirit, when we do that which is of our own initiation, that is devoid of the Spirit, when we kindle our own fire, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah again, that those who kindle their own fires, those who make their own sparks, they shall lie down in sorrow. And this is what is happening today. Either in our individual lives, in the ministry, in the churches, in the congregations, and God is saying, this is a dead work. Listener, a dead world will not take us to the kingdom of God, will not take us to heaven. And that's why God is coming to us. And in this last day, we believe that God wants to separate things for us. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, we believe, is coming for a glorious church, a church without spot, without wrinkles. And therefore, for you listener who are hearing us this day, I trust that the Lord is speaking to you. I trust that God has prepared you to hear this message that you are hearing. I know that God is reaching to some of you who have been crying to God. Is it all about this Christian faith? I meet many Christians as I travel, as I go to places, who have stopped going to churches, who have stopped any form of Christian meeting because they are tired, because they feel that something is missing. I think one of the things that is missing, that we're offering God strange fire. We're bringing strange fire to the Lord's altar. We are doing things that is not of the Spirit. We are mixing things together. We are offering God dead works. Remember, the Bible says that the letter killeth, that the flesh profited nothing. Remember, the Bible said to be carnally minded is dead. Carnal life, carnal ministry, carnal pulpit. We only bring death to God's people and to us as well. I just wonder, when God says he has barred people from coming near him. And so, listener, I pray that what you are hearing again today will be a blessing to you. We have not come to bring condemnation to anybody or to prove that we are better, but we are bringing the word of God It is our desire that with you, our listeners, and those of us bringing this word, we may be changed, we may be transformed, we may become what God has ordained us to be separated, to be holy unto Him, to do works meet for repentance, to do works that will endure, to do spiritual things that will stand the test of time. Remember, we are saying that this is one of the basic things that a believer should be taught at the beginning of his Christian experience. Repentance from dead works. Dead work has been affecting his past before he became a Christian. Dead work has been affecting his present situation. And dead works has may have to do with his future life in God. Dead works. This is what the scripture is saying. And I want to read a scripture as we are closing the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 21, and I want to read from verse 16. It says, "The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead." I pray that this will not be your portion. To wander out of the way of understanding, spiritual understanding. Let me put it that way. To wander, to move away from the path of spiritual understanding. That's what the scripture is saying. A man who wandered out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. I don't want you to remain in this congregation of the dead. How many people are in this congregation of the dead today? How many people are walking and they are alive, but they are dead, spiritually dead? They belong to a congregation, to a people where though they are alive, but they are dead. They live in their own human soul, human strength. And some of them are even deceived to believe that they are following God. I ask that the Lord in His mercy will bring you, my listener, back to the path of understanding, spiritual understanding. We need it today. The scripture says, "Know you're getting, get understanding." Spiritual understanding, apart from intellectual understanding or religious understanding or denominational understanding or traditional understanding of the things of God. We need to go back to spiritual understanding of the things of God so that we can come to a greater living relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, who's coming for a glorious church, a church without spot or wrinkle. This is why we have come to you. I ask the Lord to bless you. I ask the Lord that the light of the Lord shall shine upon you. I ask that the Lord will reveal Himself to you in a greater measure that you have never seen before. Thank you.
This message, The Power of Endless Life, is brought to you courtesy Plummet Publishing, a Christian publishing house. You can call us on these phone numbers: 0803-392-2585 and 0706-3890-315. I take it again: 0803-392-2585, 0706-3890-315. You can also send us an email through the following email addresses: endlesslife@yahoo.com and endlesslife@gmail.com. I take it again: endlesslife@yahoo.com and endlesslife@gmail.com. You can also visit our website, www.plummetmission.org. The signature tune is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 of King James Version. Thanks to our regular host, John Adejoroluwa, our producers, and our sound engineers. Please join us again, same time next week, and God bless you.
For the preaching of the cross, it is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power.